Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A new WBUR poll shows support for holding the 2024 Summer Olympic Games in Boston has likely risen. 40% of registered voters in the Boston area now support the idea. The number is up from 36% in March, apparently halting a downward slide, but within the margin of error of both the last poll and this poll. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has details on the Olympics and new insights from the poll on public opinion of the MBTA.
The upshot on the Olympics.
The bleeding has stopped.
That's Mass Inc. pollster Steve Cazella, who conducted the survey of Boston area registered voters for WBUR.
From January to February, and then from February to March, we saw a drop in support each month and a climb in the number of people opposing the Boston Olympics. That's stopped now this month. This month, we see 40% saying they would support the idea and 50% opposing.
The 10-point advantage that opponents now have has shrunk from a 16-point margin last month. And for the first time since January, more registered voters in the city of Boston support the Olympic bid than oppose it, 47 to 41.
That's got to be good news for proponents.
But that's still a long way from the strong backing that the private organizing group behind the bid, Boston 2024, wants to have built in 2 years when the International Olympic Committee chooses a host city.
One of the healthiest things that's going on is that there's a lot of conversation about it.
Roger Meeker, a theater professor from Ashland, thinks the effort of hosting the Olympics is worth it to showcase Boston to the rest of the world. After the WBUR poll last month, Boston 2024 said it would support a statewide referendum. Meeker says he's not surprised that Olympics opposition has fallen slightly since that announcement.
The people who are against it feel like they've been railroaded, and when they have an opportunity to vote on it, then they can't complain about that anymore.
Meeker thinks supporters have more time now to revise the bid to address concerns and doubts. And one big doubt is the overall price tag. 90% of poll respondents think the Olympics will likely cost more than currently estimated. And pollster Steve Cazella says there's another key issue wrapped up in the Olympics.
Well, one of the doubts about the Olympics is that people are not sure whether or not it would leave the city with a better transportation system. And that's something that residents care about a lot.
Poll respondents are just about evenly split over whether the Olympics will leave Boston with a better transportation system than the city would have otherwise. They're also unsure whether the MBTA should raise its fares, as Governor Charlie Baker's task force now recommends.
As a college student, I don't know if I want the price to increase just because I have so many other expenses.
At a Green Line underground stop, Bostonian Anya Gonzalez reflects one opinion in the WBUR poll. It shows that 80% of Boston area registered voters think that for current levels of T service, fares are either just right or too high. But if service improved significantly, 61% said they would support higher fares. Gonzalez reluctantly agrees.
If the T was more reliable and the increase was minimal, I think that I would be in support of it.
The WBUR poll also shows that 42% of Boston area registered voters don't ride the T in an average week, but 34% said they would ride it more if the system were more reliable. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.